Fans outraged after multiple WNBA coaches refused to protect women's sports from trans athletes. By Warner Todd Houston on August 2, 2026. Three women's National Basketball Association WNBA coaches have announced their support for allowing men who claim to be women to play in women's sports over the last few days. The debate over allowing men to invade women's sports was kicked back into high gear after Indiana Fever star Sophie Cunningham delivered the common-sense position that women's sports should not allow transgender players to join their league. She said she feels it is the right thing to do to protect women's sports against the unsafe and unfair physical advantage that men have over women. Since Cunningham's interview with ESPN, left-wing sports media reporters have begun pestering WNBA players and coaches about how they feel over Cunningham's position on the issue. And to date, three coaches have sided with the inclusion of men in women's sports. On Friday, for instance, Cunningham's own coach, Stephanie White, tried to have it both ways by saying she isn't informed enough to have a set opinion on the science of the issue, but added that excluding men from women's sports isn't the way to address the problem. I don't know that I would say I'm educated enough from a scientific standpoint. I don't ever believe that exclusion is the answer. I just don't. I do think that when we think about various levels of sport, various governing bodies of sport, and things that go into that, like I said, I'm not educated enough at the different levels. I know growing up I played with the boys all the time, White said, according to Fox News. Fever coach Stephanie White was asked if men should play in women's sports. I'm not educated enough from a scientific standpoint. She refused to back up Sophie Cunningham. I don't ever believe that exclusion is the answer. pic.twitter.com/rqwnqdmtd. Brick Center, at @BrickCenter_, August 1, 2026. Next came Portland Fire head coach Alex Surma, who proclaimed that he is in support of everyone who wants to play any sport they like. My focus is as a basketball coach. To be completely honest, I don't think I've ever had to think about that. I'm completely supportive of people from all communities, people from all walks of life, so that's my stance, completely. I'm in support of everyone in the Portland community, Surma said. Scared Weak Men is what got us here. pic.twitter.com/vlv1barkvi. Adam Carolla, at Adam Carolla, August 1, 2026. Finally, Minnesota Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve also chimed in to support the invasion of women's sports by men pretending to be women. While she admitted that Save Women's Sports protesters have a right to mount their rallies, she also went on to say that there are no biological men in girls' locker rooms because transgender women are real women. It is not the case that we have biological men in girls' locker rooms. The way it's being phrased, the innuendo there that transgender women are predators of some kind in the locker room. There's a lot of narrative that is problematic that we need to address, she exclaimed. Cheryl Reeve speaking on the trans rally that is planned prior to the Indiana Fever game Sunday and her views around trans athletes and women's sports. Full video below. I don't feel it's right to clip or cut out snippets for quotes, so if you have time, give it a listen. pic.twitter.com/56now30apq. Andrew Dukiewicz, at @adukeem, August 1, 2026. Naturally, many fans jumped to social media to blast these coaches who are setting the grounds to destroy their own sports. You don't need to be a biologist to acknowledge what decades of sports science have consistently shown. On average, males have significant advantages in size, strength, speed, power, and explosiveness after puberty. Young girls deserve leaders willing to defend fair competition. Jake Ballard, at @JakeBallard, August 1, 2026. Grown adult professing not to be educated on the athletic differences between men and women. Another banner moment for the WNBA this week. Scott Jennings, at @ScottJenningsKey, August 1, 2026. Can someone tell me what the W in WNBA stands for? Braden Fajoco, at Braden Fajoco, August 1, 2026. Just when the WNBA was getting kinda cool, they snatched their own rising star out of the sky. Go woke. Go broke. Giant Schnoodle, at @Schnoodle, August 1, 2026. Coward. The woke rainbow hair mentally ill mob controls this neutered person. I won't even call him a man. Richard, at nerdery underscore Richard, August 2, 2026. I agree, but we can't leave out the why or we will be allowing them to frame us as transphobic and hateful. The biology and studies of trans in sports is the why and matters to protect girls in sports. Hoosier Ben, Latin cross emoji, at Hoosier Ben Rain, August 1, 2026. The acceptable number of them is zero. Women fought for decades to have equity in sports, and now some bully men want to infringe upon that. That women cannot be united like glue on this is ridiculous. Deb Ramey, at Ramey underscore Deb, August 1, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.